Children are bearing the brunt of much of the violence in northeastern Nigeria, including killings, rapes, abductions, and attacks on schools. A new report blames Boko Haram militants, Nigerian security forces, and self-defense militias. The group Watch List on Children and Armed Conflict has released the report called Who Will Care for Us? Grave Violations in Northeastern Nigeria. It's based on a six-week research mission earlier this year. Watch List Research Officer Janine Morna is the author of the report.
Since 2009, the level of violence in the scale of violations against children in northeastern Nigeria have worsened. The conflict has displaced about 650,000 people, primarily women and children, and affected millions of others. Of particular concern to Watch List is the recruitment and use of children by Jamaatu al-Ahli Sunnah leader Watibal Jihad, commonly known as Boko Haram, as well as armed self-defense militia who operate in the northeast.
Morna says children carry out surveillance and sometimes take part in attacks.
Children are increasingly in the line of fire. Interviewees told Watchlist that they had seen children as young as 14 years old working alongside Boko Haram to carry ammunition, set houses alight. They had also seen children as young as 13 years old among civilian self-defense militia.
Boko Haram, she says, abducts boys and girls. It forces boys to join their ranks or face death.
Sometimes the group pressures families to have their children join Boko Haram, and in one case documented by Watchlist, a 13-year-old who refused to join had two of his family members killed. In other cases, the group incentivizes disaffected, unemployed youth in Borno State and other areas of the northeast to join for money.
The report says girls are not immune from taking part in the bloodshed.
In recent months, there's been a disturbing uptick in the participation of girls in attacks by Boko Haram. A young woman formerly abducted by the group told Watchlist of how she was made to raid hospitals during attacks, carry ammunition, and in one case even slaughter somebody who had been brought back to the camp. In July this year, reports emerged of a 10-year-old girl who had been detained by authorities and was suspected to be acting under the direction of Boko Haram.
Christian children, the report says, are often forced to convert to Islam by Boko Haram. The Watch List report says the rise in child recruitment by self-defense militias is not as widely reported. The militias have increased due to security gaps left unfilled by the military. The report says the most notorious of these is the Civilian Joint Task Force that was formed in Borno State. It is now believed to be made up of a number of different groups.
Initially, new recruits joined to avenge the deaths of family members who had been killed at the hand of Boko Haram. However, as the group has come under increasing fire from Boko Haram, villagers have described a process of recruitment where representatives from the civilian self-defense militia negotiate with chiefs of different villages for new members. This includes any able-bodied member and children as young as 13 years old. One youth told Watchlist, "If you refuse to join, you are killed."
Morna says the militias have been praised by Nigeria's president and received support from the military and the Borno State government. She says current government policy is to detain children, sometimes incommunicado, who are suspected of being soldiers. Due to the threat to children, many schools in the Northeast have been closed, affecting hundreds of thousands of children. Parents have also taken to hiding their children. The Watch List report calls on the Nigerian government to take action to end the recruitment of child soldiers and to care for those who have been. It also recommends collecting evidence of violations and abuses. Sadatu Mati of the Bring Back Our Girls campaign says of the 276 girls abducted by Boko Haram and Chibok earlier this year, only 57 have escaped. Of the rest, none has been rescued. Joe DiCapua, VOA News, Washington.